Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, 25th. Realize we're only 1 month away from Christmas? November 25th through December 25th, right? November 25th. Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. Glad to have you here. Glad we're all here tonight. And I want to thank Sue for doing a wonderful job on the big call last Thursday with everything, intel and everything else she's normally helping us with. So thank you, Sue.
Well, I had a partner. Thank you.
Yes, you had Bob helping as well.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Very good. That's right. Well, anyway, that's a shout out to you. And
thank you.
Let's go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another encouraging, enlightening teaching from God's Word. So let's pray the call in together. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you so much for where we are in this adventure. That's what it is. It's an adventure. And a lot of the joy that we have, Lord, is in the process itself, in the day-to-day movement that we're experiencing, even though we know that ultimately when we do get essentially to the promised land of sorts with the blessing, we will take and do really amazing things with that blessing. Thank you for it in advance. Thank you for this call. Thank you for everyone listening in Big Call Universe. Thank you for everyone who's helping us to get there everywhere around the globe and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time. Tuesday and Thursday nights at this time when we get our teaching and we get to comment on it. So thank you for it, and we look forward to it tonight.
Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity. I have my eyes shut right now. And I'm going to ask if everybody would like to join me, even if you're listening to this on the replay, as long as you're not driving or caring for small children.
Small children, yes.
So it was interesting when you said, you know, we're all lit up.
Yeah.
I want you to imagine at this time of year, it's a really cool thing, and I just saw... Just take a minute and take your heart, or imagine your heart, your spiritual heart, and turn up the dial to wherever it is. Just turn it up about 50% as you listen to this teaching. And I want to dedicate this to... the courage that you've all had, the courage that we've all had, to step into new parts of ourselves, to open our hearts, and to step into the unknown. Faith, anchored in the unseen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the mirror of the heart that reflects the realities of an unseen world, the actual substance of his kingdom. Through the prayer of faith, we're able to pull the reality of his world into this one. That is the function of faith. Faith has its anchor in the unseen realm. It lives from the invisible toward the visible. Faith actualizes what it realizes. The scriptures contrast the life of faith with the limitations of natural sight. Faith provides eyes for the heart. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus expects people to see from the heart. He once called a group of religious leaders hypocrites because they could discern the weather but couldn't discern the times. It's obvious why Jesus would prefer people to recognize the times, the spiritual climate and seasons, over natural weather conditions. But it's not quite so apparent why he would consider them hypocrites if they didn't. Many of us have thought that the ability to see into the spiritual realm is more the result of a spiritual gift than an unused potential of everyone. I remind you that Jesus addresses this change to the Pharisees and Sadducees. The very fact that they, of all people, were required to see is evidence that everyone has been given this ability. They became blind to his dominion because of their own corrupted hearts and were judged for their unfulfilled potential. We are born again by grace through faith. The born again experience enables us to see from the heart. A heart that doesn't see is a hard heart. Faith was never intended only to get us into the family. Rather, it is the nature of life to this family. Faith sees. It brings his kingdom into focus. All of the Father's resources, all of God's benefits are accessible through faith.
Yes.
To encourage us in our capacity to see, Jesus gave specific instructions. Seek first the kingdom of God. Paul taught us, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. He also stated, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The Bible instructs us to turn our attention toward the invisible. This theme is repeated enough in Scripture to make those of us bound by the logic of the Western culture quite nervous. Herein lies the secret to the supernatural realm that we want restored to our world. Jesus told us that he only did what he saw his Father do. Such an insight is vital for those who want more. The power of his actions, for instance, the mud in the eye of the blind, is rooted in his ability to see. So think about your ability to see all the heart lights turning on, listening to this teaching, all the heart lights that have come to this call every week to keep the discipline of their hearts, the fire of their hearts, the intel from Bruce, the healing from Bob, and maybe a little bit of the insight and moving into the unknown in leadership from Sue, and your own thoughts. All of that expanding so that light, you can see it across our country right now, is lit up, lit up, lit up, lit up. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. And a little bit toward the end of what you were saying in the teaching was a little bit garbled by some interference on the call. Bob, did you hear it?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Sue, do I sound okay to you now? Is everything good?
Yes, you sound fine. Yep, okay. You sound fine.
All right. Well,
I'm getting
for
a little
to go
feedback.
Away. Yeah, I am too, but it's not me. So I prayed for it to go away, and it did, thank God. You know, Sue, that was a really beautiful teaching, and I love that the teaching dealt with faith and belief And the idea of seeing into the unknown, seeing into what is not, and believing for things that are not as though they are. We pray that a lot on the big call. And I love the fact that, you know, Jesus did have a hard time with the Pharisees and the Sadducees because they were the religious leaders of the time. And Jesus came, obviously, he came to give his life. The Bible says he gave his life a ransom for many. Not all, because not all would believe. But to those who believed, he would give eternal life. And, you know, it's one thing to say it and easy to repeat prayer of salvation. It's one thing to just repeat after someone. But that's good. But what makes it real, and you were referring to this, Sue, is the heart, the spiritual heart within. Because if you speak those words and you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. So the salvation message is so important for us to learn that it's not about our works, it's not about baptism, it's not about tithing, it's not about church membership. What's it really about? It's about believing in your heart who Jesus was and still is, dead, buried, resurrected, important, resurrected. See, the Jews didn't understand the resurrection part. They never got it. Even the first four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Synoptic Gospels, all were being taught to the Jew, not to the Gentiles. And when Paul started his writings, those books are for us that are not Jewish, the Gentiles. Doesn't mean we can't benefit from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Doesn't mean we don't benefit from the Old Testament. Yes, we do. But what we have in the new covenant that was made with Jesus' own blood for us is salvation through the death, burial, resurrection, acknowledgement of what Jesus did for us and what he still is doing for us every day. He ascended to be at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come forth to judge the quick and the dead, meaning the alive and the dead. But he's there now to make intercession for us. He's there to intercede with our prayers. So I just think it's really important for us, especially as we come into the holiday season, Thanksgiving in 2 days, Christmas in 30 days, Hanukkah, somewhere in between there, you know, it's important to just acknowledge who Jesus is and who we are to be as a result of what Jesus did. The biggest question I have for people is, what are you going to do with Jesus Christ? What are you going to do with him? Are you going to receive him at his word? Are you going to take God at his word and believe? Because you can't see Jesus now. You know, we're 2,000 plus years later when he was on the earth, so we don't see what he did. We know what he did based on what was written. But what are we going to believe? Are we believing in him for our own salvation? I am. I made that decision 53 years ago, and I haven't wavered, and I'm not planning on wavering. It's exactly what I said back then that I still believe today. And hopefully, remember, it's not about our sins, because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, the Bible says. Okay, fine. Now what? What we have to do now is just confess the sin, acknowledge who Jesus is, believe what he did when he came here, believe in his resurrection, and believe that he came for that purpose. Now, he did a lot of miracles while he was here. And that was a wonderful demonstration of the power that God let him use as God the Son, Jesus the Son, and, you know, God-man. He was both 100% God, 100% man. But he chose to live a sinless life on this earth, which nobody could do. Nobody can still do. Only Christ did what we couldn't do. And that way he became the perfect, blemish-proof, blemish-free Lamb of God. And he gave himself to be sacrificed for us. It's an incredible thing if you think about it. It's incredible, but it's true, and it's what happened. Anyway, am I done preaching and proclaiming? Yes. But I really enjoyed that teaching. It got me thinking about belief, about faith, about Jesus, about all those things, Sue. Thank you for it very much. And Bob, what is your perspective on it? And what would you say to this teaching tonight?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And thank you, Sue. This is it's a really great teaching to me because, as Bruce was saying at the beginning, you know, it's only a month away from Christmas.
Yeah.
Great. And all around where I am, you can see people displaying their reverence for Christmas, you know, even now before Thanksgiving. People with they're putting their lights up, their Christmas trees. And it just feels like it's a really special time right now. And this teaching really kind of just helped me to appreciate this mood even more. And I really like the part about faith. And, you know, I started thinking about how mysterious faith really is. You know, because we cannot see a persona of God. We can't see the Holy Spirit, but we can know it. And we can know it through our faith.
That's right, Bob.
And we have faith in the Word, faith in the commandments. And through the faith in that Word, we can make choices for ourselves. Everyone has the opportunity to make a choice from a wide, wide selection of things, and they can even have the opportunity to make the choice of surrender. And this surrendering is to the greatest of all these commandments, right? To love thy God with all thy heart and mind and soul, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And this is as someone might say, you know, I believe this, I follow this, I have faith in this. Well, that's their declaration of faith, to surrender to the Word. And, you know, if you love yourself, as the commandment says, well, what is it? What is that self that you love? Is it the bones in your hand? Is it the muscles in your thighs? Is it the gray matter in your brain? Or is it much more? Do you actually love the God that's within you, the kingdom of heaven within you? And as your self-love begins to focus on that aspect of you, the spark of life from God that's in you, this makes things very easy. Because if you're going to love your neighbor as yourself, and you're loving the kingdom within you, then how easy must it be to love your neighbor also by loving the kingdom that's within them. The kingdom within me acknowledges and loves the kingdom within you. And I also really love part two where you talked about being lit up. And I started thinking, you know, in the Old Testament, right, was let there be light, and there was light. And then, you know, God created man and woman. And we now know from science that, in fact, we humans are that light. We are congealed light. The light God gave at the creation of his universe is being absorbed by the carbon that he also gave us and gave the universe, and is being transduced from the light he created via carbon-based life, which we are. And it's being transduced into our magnificence, which culminates in our consciousness that has the capability to surrender and to love, and to love our neighbor.
That's good, Bob. I really love that. Thank you very much for that. It's beautiful. You know, Sue, in your teaching, it talked about, you know, things and things that are outside of us, and it's just so important to look at this in the way that the scripture said, you know, when we're to seek God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So all the things that we think are so good aren't going to make us happy just temporarily. But the real joy is in helping people and loving people, giving and doing all that. But the things will come if we just seek God first in his righteousness. And I think that's a great scripture to go by. So I appreciate that you brought that aspect or part of that aspect out in the teaching. What would you say to the teaching that you gave us, and how does it resonate with you?
Boy, I feel like a live wire tonight after both of you. This was a very big, there's lots of nuance to really underscore in the teaching and what you said, Bruce, and in what Bob said. And I'm just going to key off of you for a second. It talked about how faith is the way we realize the unseen, right? And then you talked about, you know, it's not about putting your sight on the natural world. That's really the discipleship of Christ, is to use your faith to consciously create a world, which is why I picked this teaching, to consciously create a world that isn't dominated by material sight, number one, by habitual sight, number two. Habitual sight is kind of what you've known, practiced, seen, you know, show me state kind of stuff. Show me, let me see, let me, you know, I'm not going to believe it until I see it. You'll see it when you know it, not just believe it. But what I really liked about what you said was like roaring at me was the, when I was listening to you, and I love what you were saying too, Bob, about light. Listen to this. Jesus says in John 14:12, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he or she, I'm going to say it, will do also.
Yeah.
And greater works than these will they do.
Yeah.
Because I go to the Father. That was 2,000 years ago. And for some reason, all of a sudden, I was getting flooded with where we are right now. Where we are right now, and Bob pointed to it too. We're in a threshold, listen to my teaching later, an evolutionary threshold. Greater things than, this is the point, greater things than what Christ does, you will do, because the Holy Spirit has entered into you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's important. That's a pod, that's a major scale, identity scaling piece. But here's the piece that we have to really, this is what I want for every faith community out there. We know what nutrition can do for us as a system. That's Bob. We know what neurobiology and Tesla and quantum physics say about your consciousness literally can move out into the universe. There's no separation. It's unity. We have so much. When we go for our redemption, if you're anchored in Christ and you access all the new light that is coming to the planet and harness that light, the fact that there are going to be people, the fact that probably in a month you could be waking up sipping your coffee in a body that is rejuvenated, restructured, free of disease.
Mm.
Think about that for a second. The fact that you're going to have wealth that you can distribute. We're all going to be in a world that is going to take Christ's teachings and bring the kingdom of God to the earth, because the riches available to us, the riches in science, the riches in our leadership, the riches in our love, the riches in our unity, the riches in our faith, that it is going to be that good. The faith we need to be stepping into for this Thanksgiving is the faith that says we're going to be doing the greater things together. Christ was a single man getting started. Think about, we are the body of Christ, and think about what we're going to do as a unified, freeing, liberating, accessing all these new, with wisdom, all these new awarenesses that have come through humanity in the past 2,000 years. Tesla, Einstein, quantum physics. It's all there to be harnessed. And you're all part of it. We're on the big call because of that technology, and it's going to get way better than that. So the reason why I like this is to have the faith to be bold enough to step into what could I do if I had the right resources, if I had Christ in me, greater things that I can do. And what would I do? Who would I be if I had the resources to believe that's who I was? And what can I do to bring the kingdom of God to earth with those resources? That's why I picked this teacher.
Right. Thank you, Sue. That's right. That's good. I love what you said. It's really nice and makes perfect sense, and I loved it. I think it was great. I love what Bob said. And, you know, guys, I think we're really excited about where we are. It is a holiday time of year, but I think we're at a point where we can really begin to latch on to seeing a better future for ourselves and for this world that we live in. Thank you, Sue, for your perspective on that. I really, really appreciate it. So let's do this. Let's move into prayer and praise, Sue, and see if we have anything that people have requested of us.
Yes, we have, starting with Pastor Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's prayer is for our president and his administration. They're doing so much to turn this world around. We also need the deep state to let our president do what he's called to do. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke Satan and his minions to leave the believers alone. We know God gives us the will and the strength to carry on. Big Call Universe, let's all collectively pray for the courts of heaven to move on behalf of all believers. Let us all continue to pray for Bruce, Sue, and Bob. I love you all. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
That's from Pastor Scott.
Yep. Thank you, Pastor. That's good stuff. Appreciate it.
This is from Judy. Okay, it says, please pray for Christ's new songs. I'm having a little hard time understanding. I really ask for his followers to support me without being undercover. God sent it as an emergency, but all around me persecute as it steals from mansions, fancy cars, and a lifestyle, spreading it in something and priestcraft societies. God's urgency ignored for years. So, Judy, I think what you're saying is that you're calling for the end of deception and all of that, and a material lifestyle and being totally... Well, the material world isn't wrong. It just has to be reintegrated
in perspective.
To spirit. Yeah, it has to be integrated back into spirit. You can't. It's not that. It's just. It's kind of classic stuff. We all go through this pendulum thing. It's just when you're so focused, you lose yourself in the material world, and then you become corrupted by pursuing only that. You lose your soul to the pursuit of material things. And so we're seeing that everyone on this call is going to be in this beautiful, holy, sacred relationship with their spirit and the material and the natural world. A sacred relationship where the ideal balance, their connection to the earth, their connection to abundance and splendor and wide open hearts and the space to expand their spirits to become more Christ-like is anchored in them, and it spreads throughout the earth as a lifestyle of abundance, of integration, of mastery of all the elements. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
That's good. Let's see. Dear Heavenly Father, this is from Jeannie. Today and every day, we give thanks for our many blessings as we pray for those in need. We give thanks for our family and friends as we pray for those who are lonely. We give thanks for our freedom as we pray for those who are oppressed. We give thanks for our good health as we pray for those who are ill. We give thanks for our comfort and prosperity as we share our blessings with others. On this day of Thanksgiving Eve and tomorrow Thanksgiving Day, is it Thanksgiving Eve? No. Right?
No, it's not. She's a day. She's just a day ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I'm just getting lost. May the love of God, I just thought about what I was speaking out loud. May the love of God enfold us, the peace of God dwell within us, and the joy of God uplift us. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Wishing everyone a happy, healthy, peaceful, and blessed Thanksgiving weekend. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayers and requests, especially health and finance issues, Pastor Scott's recuperation. Hold on a second. RV Blessing 800, MedBeds ASAP, Tariff Checks, and World Peace. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed weekend. 30 days until Christmas. You guys are reading each other's minds. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Okay. And thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's our prayer and praise. And thank you, Jeannie, Pastor Scott, and everybody. That's wonderful. And yes, we are not far away. And 2 days of Thanksgiving. And I'll have some things to say in my segment about that. And thank you, Sue, very much for handling that. Appreciate that so much.
You're welcome, Bruce.
So this is a really good time, and I know you've been working on some things to offer. And let's see what you have to say in your segment and what we can do if we need to respond to something.
Thank you, Bruce. It's good to have you back. Let's just point that out. It was fun. Bob and I had fun. I think one time, right, Bob? I think I did it once, and I said, this is a segment where Bruce would be saying, okay, well, let's see what you have going on. It was fun. Probably never listened to the call, but it was fun. It was fun kind of inserting your energy into that space.
Thank you.
But tonight, I think you can tell I'm a little bit into where we are and what's about to happen. So we're going to talk about some cool things like meta thresholds, job hugging, and what the heck does that mean for you? Kind of like, Bob, I looked up your eudaimonia place. They spell it E-U-D-E instead of it's officially eudaimonia. But hopefully this is going to create some meaning for you and help you to think and set up what's coming possibly for the pod. Heads up, pod, here it comes. And the future. But it's designed to get you to rattle the kind of old world a little bit and get ready for the new world that's coming. So it started with me. For people that haven't been around me for a long time, I'm a futurist, a trend researcher, and a bunch of others. I'm what they call a multi-hyphenate. Like I'd like to do a lot of different, like to look through lots of different lenses. And I really like, just like what the teaching said, looking through my what I can perceive at a distance. And I found this really fascinating, so get your pens out, because this we're going to go kind of foresight view here. There's an organization, the top in the country, called Great Places to Work. And if you get really skilled, you're going to be looking at things like great places to work, like I do, and I look at it and I hear about job hugging. Job hugging. And I thought, here's what job hugging is. When people are when the economy is very unsure, when people are, instead of job hunting or job leaving, great places to work are saying that people are job hugging because they're so uncertain and they don't want to leave what they know, that they're hugging on to their jobs. I did that when I was really young, and I didn't want to change. I couldn't handle the thought of changing. I bet you a lot of us were like that. And I hung on to my job. You can do it in relationships. You can do it all over the place. Because you just couldn't handle what the unknown would look like. Okay, so take that. And think about, instead of job hugging, anchor yourself in this. You're going to be Christ and faith hugging. So that's your antidote right there. Now think about what is about to happen, and this is what I look at. I look at what we're all going to be navigating when all this wealth comes onto the scene, and this statement that I'm about to reveal to you in a moment, and what that's going to mean for people that are leading projects, hiring people. You got to find the people that are faith-filled. You've got to have the people that have vision. You've got to have the people that you can count on and you can tell they can ride out a lot of change with you. I know you're probably writing fast. But listen to this. Elon Musk, just last week, at a conference in Washington, D.C., said, U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum, that within 10 to 20 years, AI and robotics will become so advanced that work will be optional and money may become irrelevant. Society will transform completely. So don't take this intellectually. I want you to really, I'm asking you to do some, I'm just going to give you a little tiptoe into the deep end of the pool. Because I can, and because this may be my last shot. Here's what I want you to just think about. Just remember that I brought that to you, that you were present to hear that. And the thing I want you to have as a practice is you've got to be thinking and looking at, how am I developing my projects? Because I know this community, nobody's into AI. Nobody's into robotics. No, nobody's there yet. But you've got to start thinking about how all of this is going to transform your project, who you hire, how ready. Just kind of, you've got to be able to see that there's this new shape coming, and you don't have to get overwhelmed. You just have to just keep your eye on it. Just imagine there was like a crystalline freedom wave coming, and you've got to design your projects so they ride that, moving into deeper meaning, more spirituality, more well-being, more freedom, and you're going to have to design so you can attract people and move at this societal change rate. Really, really, you're not designing a humanitarian project like you have in the past. That's the point. That's my job, is to get you ready. So, on Sunday night, I'll be sending out to the people that have been involved in all these leadership classes. And I'm going to open it up to people as to a reasonable extent. And here's the name of the new class: Meta Thresholds, Becoming a Timeline Leader in a Rapidly Emerging World. So what you're going to learn is you're going to learn about the most significant shifts that are on the horizon, and you're going to learn to observe them. Not so that you're obsessing, not so you're getting scared, not so you're absorbing mainstream versions of that, But so you're walking as if you know where the puck is going. Wayne Gretzky says, I don't skate to where the puck is. I skate to where the puck is going. Really important skill. Really important. And it's not complicated. It's strategic thinking is what it is, and feeling, and intuiting. So that class is going to start on Monday night, as long as the 800 numbers are not out. Pretty exciting, don't you think? Monday night, 7:25 to about, usually we go for 2 hours. It's kind of a hangout. It's kind of like a futurist lab for Christ. And then it's going to be Wednesday night, 7:25 to 9:30. And it's really, I'm calling out to the people that, like, they're starving to be with the kind of insight and foresight that's going to shape the new world. In a simple way, I could teach this for 2 weeks. I could do a two-week class on it. I've got to give you just a taste so you'll know who to hire, the kinds of thinking you're going to need, so you'll be prepared. And you're not driving a horse and buggy in the era of, you know, quantum transport. That's what I care about, is that we're not wasting time when there are people like the person you're listening to right now that have their fingers on some of this stuff and get to talk to the people in some of this stuff. And I just feel I have to share it so that we can get this party started. For instance, there are already technologies that can clean up the ocean in 2 weeks. There are things out there that most people aren't even aware of. And it's going to shape how your projects get built and who you say yes to and who you say no to and what level they're at. So all you have to do, okay, Bruce, this is your memory code, meta threshold.
I got that, meta threshold, yep.
Becoming a timeline.
That's as far as I'm going to say.
For second thought. Okay, meta thresholds, but it's your.
That's all I got.
This is for people that want to lead. You've got to be, you know, it's you're helping to shape the future. If you're into Zim, you're here to shape the future. Hopefully, you're not casual. Hopefully, you're feeling inspired by this information. Just send us an email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. You can put TL100, or you can put, wait a minute. Okay, let me see. Let me phrase.
Not a class seven.
Not a class seven. You can put, and you decide, Bruce, meta thresholds. You're good
I
at
will.
You're good
okay.
at pinching it.
Want to make
okay.
it simple. I'm thinking of people typing things in and not making
leader.
Mistakes.
I love that timeline leader.
Oh, I know. Timeline
okay.
leader is good.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I know.
Okay. So, got to walk out. It's because you know the faith part. Okay, so it's $100. Your name, your telephone number, if you're not in the pod, you're covered.
Mm.
But this is if you're not already a member, there's no membership.
It's not membership,
everybody
no.
on this call, everyone on this call is a person of divinity, awakening.
I'm waiting to happen.
Stepping into their higher timeline, their higher... You're closing this timeline of scarcity and inadequacy and never being seen by people because, like Bob, I want to come back to what Bob said, they didn't know or love themselves because they were so distracted by the outer world. They have no time to feel their feelings, to know themselves. To be intimate with God. That doesn't happen when you're chasing money. And if you look around, you've got lots of people being leaders. But are they any good at relationship? Do they look like they're having, like, here's what I really want for the world. I want divine partnership. I want divine wholeness. I want sacred living. We've got a lot to do, you guys. We got to clean up everybody's emotional bodies. We got to get people so they know who they are. We got to get people so they're coming from their depth and their authenticity. We got stuff to do. Stuff to do. Not the same old linear. I got to be careful here. Not the same old linear style. We want integrated leaders that own their masculine and their feminine and can create from wholeness. So see you. Maybe I'll see you on a call if you're new to the class. And that is my segment for tonight.
Now, Sue, are you still offering anything in the way of MedBed 100s or DYBF? Designing your best future.
Okay, so
yes,
let me say, designing your best future. Thank you, 303 that just sent that to me.
Colorado.
Designing your best future. Exactly. Designing your best future and MedBed 100s are available, but let me make this a caveat. We're still catching up, so we probably have one day until probably Friday. So you just try to imagine. It was kind of, we had like, right. And Bob knows this probably when he gets snowed under, but we have a much, much smaller team. So send us an email if you want designing your best future. And can I just take one more minute? I never take a really long segment. I have to just say, well, Carolyn, so funny. Testimony. I'm just going to read. This is from your Catholic friend, Bob. Sue, for the past 48 hours, I've been meditating on the first installment of Designing Your Best Future. In particular, the assignment you gave us to create a phrase that will encompass, be the foundation of our new quantum self as a quantum leader. I was given this grateful love. So, she gave a really long testimonial, and thank you, Sister Dina. This is for people designing your best future so you get so clear as a leader that you know what your priorities are and you're going to literally scale your identity and move into knowing exactly what to do. So if you want designing your best future, so Bruce, it's designing your best future, it's $100. Integrated Minds, and then Not a Class 7, Meta Thresholds. Yeah. And that's it for
meta
me.
Meta Threshold.
Thank you for letting me have all that time.
No problem, Sue. Thank you for using that time wisely. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
No problem at
meaningfully.
All.
Meaningfully.
Yes.
Ooda what?
Meaningfully. Ooda what?
Ooda what?
Say what? Ooda what? Yeah. Well, we will remind everybody of those offerings in my segment, Sue. So I'll do that.
Thank you.
And since we're in the meantime, which we are, the meantime, whatever that means, let's go to Bob. Bob, I kind of like those testimonials. I like new sales. I like new information and research, and technology. Do you have any of those to offer us tonight?
Yeah, but also, you know, Bruce, I seem to remember that Sue really likes birds.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I just wanted to tell you something that happened this morning.
All right.
And then something that's happening right now tonight. So this morning I got up, went out onto my balcony, and I noticed that there was about 10 of these birds of prey that they look small at a distance, but when they fly over the top of you, their wingspan is like 4 feet.
4 feet, yeah.
They're really magnificent flyers. They just soar on the updrafts, right? And there was 10 of them in a group that were not fishing, which usually why they're around my condo is because it's all water surrounding us and they're there to go fishing. But they didn't seem to have any interest in that. They were way up in the air and they were just doing this beautiful dance where some of them were a little higher than others and one would drop down, the other would go up. And they just soared all around in this elaborate configuration, just seeming to be doing it because it was fun and they liked hanging out together. And then I saw in the distance to the south, there was an even bigger group of these same birds that was like 50 of them. And they all were moving from south to north gradually as they did this dance in the air. And eventually, this group of 50 birds came right out in front of my condo. I'm on the ninth floor, about 100 feet up, and they were right out in front of me, maybe 20 feet higher than that. And now this group of 50 of them are doing this dance, and some of them would leave the group and go fly ahead to catch up with the other smaller group. And then I could also see in the distance, there was another group of like 10 of them, and I noticed some were leaving that group and coming to join the next group. And this just, I just stood out there for like a half an hour watching this. And it was absolutely mesmerizing to watch this dance. And they were just, there was no particular purpose to it. They were just having fun.
Oh, that's so good, Bob.
Thank you so much. That's, I mean, you just brought wonder to the call, natural wonder.
Thank you. Well, now what's happening is while you were speaking, Sue, while I was listening to you, I opened the sliding door out to my balcony, and I went and stood outside to get fresh air, and the moon was absolutely phenomenal. It's like between a quarter and an eighth of a moon.
Right.
And it's lying upside down, right? And it's this yellowish orange color. And it's just hanging on the horizon like just beyond amazingly beautiful. It's just so incredible.
And
a phrase in a poem came to mind because there was a picture of this type of moon in a picture book of poems, and the line in the poem was, "The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon the cloudy seas." And I'm looking at it going, there is ghostly galleon.
Wow.
And also, what I feel like you just showed us and we got to share with you is the whole universe is opening to us. The whole universe is opening to us.
Yeah.
That was so beautiful. I felt almost like a sign.
It's like, these birds were just dancing together, and they were really, really joyful, and the fact that they were all together was making them more joyful.
That's right.
And then it's like, and then tonight it's like God's going, "What do you guys think of this moon, huh? Pretty cool."
That's right. Very cool.
That's so cool.
Very cool, man.
Anyway, that's how my day has been going. So...
That's cool, Bob.
I have this testimonial. It's from a woman who she and her husband are both like in their early 70s. And she said, "My husband and I are both taking Myotrol daily. We both find we have not only lasting energy throughout the day, but a greater overall well-being, including mood improvement. I can't express how much that means to us. Raising our 10-year-old hyper-brilliant autistic son. He is a third cousin of mine, and we brought him home from the hospital, just days old. What God calls us to do, he provides the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great hand of God sent our way to help us in this amazing journey. Thank you so much. Imagine in their 70s taking care of this beautiful child.
Yeah.
And then here's another testimonial, which is like, this takes me back 15 years. And this testimonial simply says, the dynamic combo product is much easier to take than lots of pills. And that's one of the reasons we created it in powders, because if you want to take all the nutrition that's in Boomer Boost, there's 66 different things. Can you imagine taking one or two pills for each ingredient? And and we wanted it in a powder so people could get everything they needed very easily.
Yeah. That's right.
So this lady writes this in about Gladiator Bar. I can't speak to it helping to increase muscle. When I was in my 30s and 40s, I raced sailboats 3 days a week and skied most weekends in the winters. Now I go to a personal trainer once a week. I've been doing that for a couple of years now. That alone has brought back the outline of my triceps and the muscles in my forearms. I'll continue to take the Gladiator Barley, as the greatest thing I've noticed is it contributes to regularity. And, you know, it's funny, we hear that all the time. And and it doesn't matter what's wrong with your regularity, it tends to help it.
That's good. That's good to know.
And then you'll like this one, Bruce. This is a man who's 76 years old talking about Myotrol. I walk the golf course early in the morning. I leave the house at about 6:15 a.m. and I walk a half a mile and then stop to drink some water with my Myotrol. I feel like a much younger man now.
Yeah.
After about 15 minutes, I do this daily and feel just great and much younger. I'm walking daily, and I'm 76 years old.
That's fantastic. It's exactly what to do. And by walking the golf course, that's a great idea because you get to see a lot of beautiful scenery, too, because the golfers typically aren't out quite that early, you know,
for play. All kinds that's a great thing to wildlife do. All over. I've seen deer and foxes and gigantic 13 feet long alligators on kinds of golf courses. And the birds, the most amazing birds on golf courses.
Me too.
Bruce, is what I wanted to say, and just to remind people that we are in the midst of doing our special holiday sale, and we have put almost all of our products on a 25% off sale. And the reason we did this at 25% off is that sometimes if you do a buy one, get one half off sale, which is the same discount, there are some people that only want to get one and they don't want to miss out on the sale. And so we just decided to make everything 25% off. That way, if
that makes sense,
want to buy one, they can still get the really good discount. We haven't been able to put the Myotrol or the Boomer Boost on sale yet because of inventory issues, but everything else pretty much is on sale. So that is what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce. It is 9 minutes after 10.
Okay, thank you, Bob. That's excellent. I'll tell you a real quick golf story. When I was playing golf in Colorado, I think it was the Nicklaus course in Breckenridge, I played that course, and I was taking the golf cart around and playing, and so all of a sudden, I see this beautiful red fox. And the fox seems like he's tracking me. He wants something. So he comes up to the golf cart. This is right when I was parking the cart to go up and putt out. And I didn't have any crackers or anything to give this fox, and I gave him an apple. I gave him an apple. He took the apple and buried it in the bunker, which is a sand trap, but they call them bunkers in the golf world. He buried it in the bunker, and then I came back from playing the hole, got in the cart, and he followed me to the next tee to see if I had anything else. It was the most beautiful fox. So that's my red fox story for tonight. So fun.
Cool.
All right, well, it was fun, all right. It was cool. Beautiful animal. Obviously, a trained fox. The golfers had trained him, or the fox had trained the golfers, I guess, really. All right, here we go. Here's our intel for tonight. And it did morph. Even today, it morphed. What we had yesterday, Monday, was that we were looking to get notified between, let's say, now, or let's realistically say Wednesday to Saturday. Wednesday to Saturday, notifications by emails would go out. Now, we do know that the algorithms for the email notifications were entered at 6 p.m. last night, Monday night. So that theoretically, from any time on, we get our notifications. And I thought, well, that window from Wednesday to Saturday is pretty big window. It's a little more, I'd like to have it a little more concentrated than that. Well, careful what you ask for. Because the latest thing that we got was, and this was about, well, I'm going to say an hour and a half before the call started today, we did get some information that we were looking for to give us maybe a more accurate timeline for where we are. Now remember, Thanksgiving is Thursday, tomorrow's Wednesday. So what are we thinking with Thanksgiving kind of in the middle? Could we get notified tomorrow? It looks like the latest information says we would receive our notifications Friday or Saturday, that's after Thanksgiving, so that we don't have and this is the thinking of it, we don't have the dilemma of people getting notified, let's say, tomorrow, and then being frustrated that they can't do anything about that until Friday. So they decided, I guess, and maybe this was the thinking all along, to try, and I don't like the word try. Remember what Yoda said? Yoda said, there is no try, there is only do, right? So let's say they do send out, not try, but do put out our emails from the Wells Fargo servers in Atlanta, that they put those out Friday or Saturday. Now, I think if they come out Friday, we got a better shot of going Friday and Saturday. And I can't speak to what happens exactly if they come in Saturday unless we start Saturday. Now, here's the other part of that formula. We had two other sources weigh in. They're very good sources that weighed in and said we would be doing notifications. Now, notice notifications is different than exchanges. So let me go back and rephrase that. We will be doing exchanges on or before the 1st of December. Exchanges to start on the 1st, which is Monday, or before, which could be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Especially if we get numbers Friday or Saturday, right? So that's where we are right now in terms of this timeline. So think of it this way. Notifications, Friday or Saturday, the start of exchanges, on or before Monday the 1st. And you know, guys, they may do it that way. They may start us on Monday. I'm just saying. They may decide to do it that way. The first day of the month, December 1st, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's what the plan is. Now, what else do we have to back all this up? We did get, let's say, proof that the $2,000 tariff dividend payments have at least gone out to some people. We know of two people that are older. One is 91, and his wife is 84, that did receive $4,000, which is $2,000 each times two, into a joint account last Saturday. So at least we know of two personally that have received this that are older, guys, and, 91. So where do we say those are now? I don't know. I just know that possibly they're delivering those out to 90-year-olds or 80-year-olds or whatever. We know that it's from oldest to youngest. We know that. It's the plan is to get it to the oldest people first and then work their way down in terms of day of birth so that the young people get it last. Oldest people get it first. Okay, that's how they've designed this. And they are going into, in this case, the Social Security bank account. Very important for you guys to understand, this is not Social Security. These are tariff dividends. They happen to have the algorithm to use the bank accounts where these two individuals receive their Social Security. I'm just saying, don't confuse it with Social Security. It ain't the same thing. It's tariff dividends, $2,000 each. And if you're single, you'll get $2,000. If you're married, you'll get $2,000, and your spouse will get $2,000. And whether it goes into the same account or not, that's up to you guys, whatever happened. So that's good proof that money is moving. I hate the expression money is moving, but money is moving, and we want it to be moving toward us. We do. We want it to be moving in terms of the tariff dividends. Now, I've asked and asked and asked multiple times, where do we stand? Are you laughing at me, Sue, for saying ask instead of axe? All right. Yeah. Well, I've asked multiple times, what is the story on the Doge payments? They're going to be pretty substantial payments, you guys. And I'm hearing crickets right now. We don't have anyone, as many people as we know who should know the answer. We know four or five that should know, but nobody's given it up. Nobody's saying. Even to us, no, don't know, can't say, don't know. Now, I have a feeling the Doge payments should go out in December, but I don't know that. That's only a feeling. That's a projection on my part. R&R, we still believe, is going to be for us who are exchanging currency at the Redemption Center. We'll get it when we get there, or we'll find out about it. It's in our quantum accounts or whatever. We'll see what they do with that. That's a separate issue altogether. So we are moving in the right direction. I would love to have this Friday. Now let's talk about Thanksgiving. Thursday, right? 27th. President Trump is supposed to make a message in the form of an announcement as a message on Thanksgiving Day. Problem I have is I don't know when he's going to say it. I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it on any news. I haven't heard it. But supposedly, he or possibly his son, Barron, were going to make an announcement about it on Truth Social or maybe another site after 7:30 p.m. tonight. And we haven't found it yet. But if you guys find it or if you hear about it on the news, we're looking for it on Thanksgiving. Now, I have a feeling that it would be somewhere between 10 and noon Eastern, but we don't know that. What else is happening? Well, let's put it this way. Let me finish on President Trump. And thank you so much, Pastor Scott, for your prayer for President Trump. It's exactly what we need to pray for President Trump, his family, and his cabinet, who are getting all these things done that we're trying to get done. There's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of cleanup still going on. I'm aware of it. I can't really bring it out with good conscience on the call. So I'll just say that's good. I hope that continues, and I think it will. But I'm hearing a possibility. It's like somebody tells you, well, I'm not a betting person, but if I were, you know, thus and so would happen. So I think what we're hearing is President Trump, I'm going to say, might or should make some announcement about our asset-backed currency, the USN. And we believe that that could be part of his message. He may talk about the $2,000 tariff dividends going out. I hope he talks about that too. He may talk also about debt forgiveness as part of Nasara. Now, will he coin the phrase or the word Nasara? I don't know about that. I don't know if he'll do that, but I doubt it. But we tend to look for bigger and better things to come out of certain rallies or speeches that the president makes, and sometimes we come away with less than what we thought we'd get. But whatever he does say, it should be valuable. And I hope it's about the new USN currency, and I hope it's also about debt forgiveness. Because I know their plan is to zero out all of our credit card debt, all of our mortgage debt, all of bank loans and car loans. I know that's part of the zeroing out of that debt, and that's debt forgiveness. And the Jews called it Jubilee. That's what it was, a year of Jubilee. And I believe that's what we're in. All right, so we're looking forward to that happening. In some form or fashion, we may get some. And listen, if all we get is the new currency, that's still a win, because that's part and parcel of Nasara if we get that on Thursday. What else is happening on Thursday? Well, guess what? There's a leadership conference call for all leaders of redemption centers in well, I'm going to call it Canada and the United States. I don't know about Mexico, because the tendency would be it would need to be in Spanish. But I know that Canada and the U.S. will be on conference call Thursday from noon to 2 Eastern time. Okay, noon to 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time. Who would be on that call? All Redemption Center leaders. That's thousands and thousands in the United States, plus Canada. Probably HSBC bank leaders. And I mean the top of the bank. Also, Wells will be on the call, and I would think our Treasury and possibly the Canadian Treasury would be on the call. This is a big one, I think. Well, why do it on Thanksgiving Day, for goodness sake? Now, remember, Canada doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving the same day we do. They celebrate it in, I believe it's in October. We have ours, as you know, I think fourth Thursday or whatever in November. So we're having our Thanksgiving. They have a meeting between noon and 2 Eastern time. And, of course, it would go all the way across the country and be an hour earlier as it goes across the country. So that is something we should – I don't know that we're going to know anything about it, but I think it's interesting timing to do that on a holiday. But it tells me that we're that close. For them to do that on Thanksgiving tells me that we're going to be probably getting our notifications Friday or Saturday, which is what we've heard today, an hour and a half before the call started. So we'll see. That'll be good. Let me think what else I wanted to tell you guys besides that. The other thing we did hear is that Iraq, you know, all right, let's go back to the remember all the legislation that had to go out and the 2022 legislation, all of that, everything had to be connected and all that. It was all interconnected with the quantum financial system, the fintech system, the SIPS system, and the blockchain technology, all of that under the ISO 200-2022, right? The ISO 200-2022 made it, all of that had to be interconnected, and that was to be done Friday with any ramifications of it coming out Saturday. No, it had to be connected on Saturday, and any ramifications would have come out Sunday, last Sunday. Well, we did hear that there were some rogue banks in Europe that did not want to be part of it, that wanted to do banking on their own and outside of the QFS and everything else. And as a result, those banks will be, let's just put it this way, done away with. Not happening. And those were European banks, not in the United States or Canada. So that's all good. And so we're moving forward. There was nothing supposedly that could be done from these rogue banks to interfere with what we're looking for. So that's all good. So why I'd use the term try to put the numbers out Friday or Saturday? I say just do it. Just like Nike, just do it. Get it out there. We'll deal with the ramifications if there are any. And I know that they have algorithms and they've got green lights that have to be turned on. And I believe we have the green light. We have the green light. Iraq has the green light. And I think Treasury's given the green light. I think our military and President Trump's the commander-in-chief. It's going to be up to him to give the final go on this thing. So I'm looking forward to it. And maybe, don't expect to hear anything about the RV on Thanksgiving. You know, this is still something that's going to be kept on the down low. That's why we're signing NDAs if you're a ZIM holder. If you're not a ZIM holder, you know, and you just have dinar and dong or rupiah or Afghani, you know, then you're not going to sign an NDA. Okay? But ZIM holders will. I don't have any problem with that. Let's see if there's anything other than that. So we're looking to get to the redemption centers. And I think the contract rate on the dinar is extremely good, over the amount that I gave you guys before. But that's encouraging too. The other thing that Iraq is going to be able to do starting Sunday is cross-border trade, cross-border exchange trade. And that's between all the countries in the world, not just cross-border meaning to Kuwait, but all countries will be able to begin trade at new rates with Iraq. And that tells us Sunday is their first business day, not ours, but theirs, and they should be off and running on Sunday. So with that being done, you know, I think we could get our exchanges started Friday or Saturday. We could. We'll see what happens. We'll see. We need numbers first. We've got to get the 800 numbers to us, and then we set our appointments, and then we go. And maybe we don't start exchanges until Monday, which is the 1st of December. And we're supposed to start on that day or before. Okay, so that's what I've got to say about our timeline. That's the most accurate timeline I can give you. Now let's talk about this. If the numbers were to come out before or on Thursday, Thanksgiving, we would do a celebration call at the regular time at night. But if we don't, and right now it doesn't look like it. Right now it looks like we won't get numbers till Friday, and it's a moot point. So let's look at it this way. If that is the case and we don't have numbers by Thursday, we're not going to do a call Thanksgiving night. We will not have a big call Thanksgiving night, Thursday, as it is now. Something incredible happens and we got numbers tomorrow or even Thursday, you know, yeah, we do a celebration call, short, 20 to 30 minute celebration call. Boom, there you go. But as it is now, it looks as though we will not get those until Friday or Saturday, in which case we would probably catch a celebration call on Tuesday, our first big call time next week. And by that time, you guys are, you're like already exchanging, and who cares about the big call? And we don't. No, I hope that we would all be able to celebrate for a little while. And in the meantime, which is where we are, in the meantime, stay with your plan A until this happens, okay? And also, take advantage of two offerings from Sue. One, the DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, class, which actually was a class, four classes at $100. A very important step in your future design of your best future. So get that if you haven't ordered it already. It's audio only. It's the recordings. It'd be about 6 hours, 1.5 hours times four, 6 hours, plus or minus, and that is going to be available still until we get numbers. Let's say it that way. Until we get the 800 numbers. So go ahead and take advantage of that now. Send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And I think everybody within the sound of my voice can spell integrated, INTEGRATED. Everybody can spell minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Send that out to her. Let her know if you have PayPal or not. $100 gets DYBF 100. Okay? Put your name and your phone number in the body of your email and send that off ASAP. Now, here's the second offering. Those of you in the pod, and you know who you are, know now that there is a not a class 7, which is meta threshold, that is being offered starting next Monday, which is the 1st of December. So Monday, December 1st, and Wednesday, December 3rd, 7:25 p.m. start time, Eastern, that's when the class that is not a class, not a class 7, meta threshold, M-E-T-A, meta, meaning more than, meta threshold. That, not a class 7, is being offered to the pod and select other people that respond. And that's really good. So send
as long
an email.
As 800 numbers are not out, as long as 800
long
numbers,
as 800 numbers have not come out, the class will take place.
Yes.
The 800 numbers are out and we're exchanging, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
But until that time, until we know that we have numbers, if you're interested, Sue, do you want to send right now, just send a request saying I'm in to the class?
Yep,
I'm in.
Yep,
count me in.
That's good. Yep.
Right? I'm in. Say that I'm in for that class should the 800 numbers not come out prior to it, which I hope they do. No offense, Sue. I hope they do. And dude, Sue's listening right there. She's right there just to make sure I say it right. That's really about it, because the intel is short and sweet. We know what it is. We know what's going on in some ways with these $2,000. We know to look for a message from President Trump on Thanksgiving Day. I wish we knew when, but we don't. It might be, I'm hoping it's around 10 or 11 in the morning, so it doesn't get in the way of Thanksgiving dinner or any of the afternoon activities or anything else that y'all be doing. So that's all I had to say for tonight. But I hope everybody got it, and I hope everybody's happy that I'm back. But let's go ahead and thank everybody. Sue, thank you so much again for all you do for all of us in Big Call Universe. And thank you, Bob, as well, for everything with the nutrition. Everybody take advantage of the sale. And remember and I didn't mention this, and I always do, to get to Bob's site, what we do is we go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And then you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It'll take you right into Bob's website. You'll get into the Boomer site, and you'll be able to see all the products. And you get all but two products right now at 25% off. And that's everything but Boomer Boost because of inventory. It's a little bit close because of Boomer Boost and Myotrol, those two. Everything else, 25% off. And that's really good. That's a super deal. Take advantage of that. And then remember the 800 number to call if you need any help. Now remember, let's see, today is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Today's Thursday. So they'll be open Wednesday and Friday. Not Thursday, but they'll be open Wednesday and Friday. And the 800 number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, except for this Thanksgiving, not open on Thursday, Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 5. All right? So I want to say that. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. GCK, Doug, thank you. And thank you, Pastor Scott. Continued healing for you. Absolutely. And Jeannie, thank you again for everything you're doing for us. And everybody else, the satellite team for getting the call out all over the globe. Thank you very much, SAT team. And thank you very much, being called Universe for having listened to me and Sue and Bob, me for the last 14 years, Sue and Bob for 9.5. Are we at 10 years yet? I know we're close to 10. Are we 10 years? Yeah, 10 years. 10 years so far. Wow. Okay. Well, guys, make sure that you've registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com, because after this, when we start doing projects, and I'm going to do podcasts, and I might do some by myself or with Bob, maybe with Sue, and we'll put out those links in your email that you can click on when we decide to start doing those. We've got a lot to do to get ready for all our projects, and we want to have a little downtime. Obviously, we've got to get anything regarding real estate and all that done, but we do want to let you know we will be in touch with you by email. All right? Very important. All right. That's what I wanted to say tonight. Let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, thank you so much for everyone that has come to the big call for such a long time. Thank you for this beautiful holiday of Thanksgiving that we can use to celebrate how thankful we are for all that we have and all that we're about to receive. Thank you that it's not about things. It's about love, the love of Jesus Christ in our hearts, shed abroad in our hearts. And it's also about us being able to love each other, to love one another, and to up-level and raise humanity's stakes around the globe. Help us to do just that with our projects. Help us to have a wonderful Thanksgiving with family. And thank you for all that you've done and what you intend to do with us as we come closer and closer to you in relationship. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Remember, celebration call only if we somehow have numbers by Thursday, regular big call time. Otherwise, we're looking for numbers on Friday and Saturday, and then we'll see, you know, if we have a celebration call, it'd be on the following Tuesday probably, unless we record it ahead of time. All right? So everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll see you when we see you. Okay? Take care, and God bless.